Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everyone. This is Nadia Khalil Morning Show. I can't believe I had to say the name. It was so funny. I have to tell you guys a funny story. Today is Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday. We have how do we reintroduce the newness of a relationship into existing relationships. This topic is just so, I want to say, why would we have to say it? But when we're in relationships and we all look for relationships we can be in, we can share in, we can have a closeness with somebody in, why do when we get there, we don't take care of it? What in us doesn't get that? And I realized there's a lot of different people in the world. Even yesterday, I went to, I have a friend, and she wrote a great book about children's diabetes. And within the first week of the book coming out, it went on the national bestseller list for children's books. And she wrote it, and she said, there's a bunch of monsters in your belly. And those monsters, when you feed them sugar, they're alive and well, and they're jumping up and down, and they're asking for more, and they're asking for more, and they're asking for more, and you keep giving, and you keep giving, and then you don't feel so good anymore. Because you're giving, they're taking. They're not giving you anything back. They're hurting your health. So when you stop giving them sugar, or as much sugar, or the wrong sugar, or whatever, as the animals are eating, are not eating the sugar, they start to die. And they're real upset that you're not eating the sugar. And they keep asking you for it. They keep giving you cravings. They keep making you want it. It's like, you know, the addiction to it. But then when they don't get it, they just die away. And that's what happens in relationships. If you don't feed the relationship, there is no relationship. So how do we reintroduce the newness of a relationship into existing relationships? Because new life, it's available to us each and every day. We wake up, we're fresh. We don't have to continue yesterday. We can start a new one every single day. We forget that with people we know, relationships we have, they can be renewed. They can be reawakened to what brought us together in the first place. Because we are learning and growing human beings. We are not stagnant. You will never, ever know every single thing there is to know about another person. A lot of times the other person can't even remember everything about their own life, and they're reminded. But there are things we do remember. There are huge things that we remember. How we've met somebody that we love is your story. How we meet each other, the newness of it, the surprise of it, where you met, how you met, who you both knew, where you're both from, what your stories are before you met each other. Some people meet each other, they take that story and they put it in a bank, and they just never revisit it. They just study the person, do what the person needs to keep the person happy, to keep the person quiet, and then they just go on their own routine, as though that other person isn't there. Yet they want them there because it keeps them grounded that they have someone. But that someone isn't taken care of. So as you go on in time and you don't take care of and you don't take care of and you don't take care of, just like the monsters in the belly, you're going to die. It's not going to work. I never met two people who left each other because they paid attention to each other. I never met that one. The people I meet who need help are because they stopped. They don't know what happened. Intimacy. They lacked attention, and maybe one person thought, if I just say thank you once in a while, the person will know I appreciate them, but I don't know what else to do for them. I don't know why else, what else I need from them. So they're just there, and as long as they're happy and they're not complaining, I'm fine. I'll just be business as usual. But how do we renew that? How do we come back from that? How do we pay attention to that? So my first question was to ask Christ, because honestly, every couple I believe is different and they know their way back. But that's a huge assumption on my part. Because how do we keep our relationships new and fresh throughout the time together and enjoy the best part of ourselves together on a regular basis? Do we go from same old to growing souls? How do we do that? So when I asked Christ today, and I love just asking, you know, until I always retell the story of meeting Christ, I forget how cool it is that I know we know Christ in the way we do. It amazes me to no end that we all have this information and it just shows up. But what happens is we keep renewing every time I tell the story, the newness of our relationship, and it keeps getting reintroduced, and the information, the amazement continues because we are present as well. Christ gives us answers, but he gives us answers and, I want to say, viewpoints because we have questions. But if we didn't have questions, there would be nothing to answer, and I could just put my head down and go to bed. That's it. I'm done. It's amazing that all it takes is attention. Attention keeps you closest. Whatever it is between you and another person, paying attention to the food you eat. Are you not feeding that relationship? Are you feeding it junk food? Are you going out of your way to make sure you feed it good food? Because the results of it are what you sleep with at night. Whether you live together or not, whatever issues come up in a relationship, whatever they are, for whatever reason that they exist there because the two of you put them there in one way or another. And so when you do speak to your partner, one of the ways to keep the two of you fresh and alive is to use we, to speak in we. How did we get here? Because it is ultimately the responsibility of both of you. Staying close to the story of how you met. I didn't realize that every time I would tell the story of Christ, I was brand new. I was amazed. I'm invigorated. I can't believe that even happened. It's just brand spanking new every time. And yesterday when I was with the filming crew because they were making a commercial, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I was so happy just to hear the story. I was so happy, and Margie was amazed. She's writing another book called Birthright. She's a pediatrician of young kids, and she keeps it alive by keeping the people alive in it. One of the most beautiful things, one of the most beautiful things in life is to renew the reasons why you're here. I'm happy, I'm alive. Imagine when you say that, how different you feel. I'm happy that you're here. And the other person might say, why? And you say, you've brightened my life. You've given me all of these great things to do every day with you and enjoy you and share my time with you. And I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Saying those things, they reintroduce the original reason why you were together, why you are together. Understanding that your relationship with this soul comes first, over and above everything. And when you both know that, you can trust, and then you can trust again, and then you can trust again, and the bond that you have becomes trusting over time. If there's an issue in the relationship and one person brings it up, they're not bringing it up to attack the other person. They're bringing it up to solve the issue. But if the other person perceives it as an attack and they start getting weird and they start deflecting and they start blaming and they start saying, well, that's because of you. Well, that's because of you. And they make you feel bad for the things you brought up. You're not going to say them anymore. You're not going to trust. And the relationship itself is not going to have that bond that builds through trust. And that is the one bond over and above love, because you can love people you don't get along with. But when you trust, and then you trust some more, and then you trust some more, that alone is what keeps your relationship going. And the way Christ said it was, you're in the relationship. You will, as far as you know, only be in this relationship probably for the rest of your life. The one constant that you will have that will not change over time, because your love grows deeper, your experiences grow more, you grow older, your children come and go. Your pets come and go. Everything comes and goes. But the trust stays. If it's been pierced, you have to heal it. Because if that's on shaky ground, everything else around you is variable. It is a variable. You don't know what to expect. There is no consistency. There is no safety. There is no safety. So what happens over time is the disconnection. Because when you play games and distract from what is most important, which is the two of you feeling this is exactly where you belong, because this person has your back and you have theirs, there's no reason to leave. It's not only that you stay together, but there's no reason to leave. I see Susan wrote in the chat, feeding a relationship through telling the story of how you met, just reminding each other once in a while, hey, I remember so well the day I met you, how good it felt to meet you. Or on your anniversary, that once a year where you guys are like, wow, this is when we met. I can't believe 5 years went by, 10 years went by, 30 years went by. I don't even feel time when I'm with you. Those feelings, you can't make them up. They come with an openness of understanding between two souls who build trust between each other. Because when that trust is there, you come back and you come back and you come back, and it solidifies, and you begin to see the power that love and trust and all of these feelings can bring to a relationship. The most amazing part of any relationship is the amazement of discovering that trust. And it's not something you get in the beginning. God doesn't say, just trust this person that you don't know. But the bigger thing that happens is, that's the one thing that gets earned, not given, in any relationship at any time. Because as we get to know each other, as conflicts arise and we have to face them, the way we face those conflicts will define who we are as a couple. If one gets attacked and the other one tries to prove that all the time, then that person has their back only. And the minute there's an issue, they only care about themselves and clearing themselves, and they only want to say the right answer, and they don't care what the right answer is. They just want to shut you up, shut you down, and go back to normal, whatever normal was. And if you have that in you, you're going to have a hard time building trust, because if you start blaming the other person for things that they came to you for, and they don't come to you anymore, and they don't trust you, you're not going to have a relationship, whether you want one or not. If your partner doesn't tell you certain things over and over again, and then when you say it, they say, well, that didn't matter. Well, that didn't matter to me. Well, I'll show you how little that mattered. Well, it matters enough for you to do it. And the fact that you don't tell me and I find out from other people leaves me feeling vulnerable. You keep saying you feel vulnerable, but really you put that vulnerability on me. And then you have to stand and hear yourself that you just said that. Wait a minute. What is that telling us? Us. What is that telling us? Because we're both part of it, whether or not you're the one doing the accusing or throwing that back at the other person. Or you're the one accepting it, because when you accept it, then it allows it to be part of the relationship. So you have to spot check and ask each other, hey, are we doing the best we can be doing? Anytime you say that to each other, you will reintroduce the respect, the integrity, and the newness to your relationship. Can't even help it. It will be there whether you want it to be there or not. You can't help it. These things come so beautifully, so naturally, openly, that you don't have to try when you tell the truth. So many times, what did Christ say? When you tell the truth does the work. That's all that happens. But that little thing that happens is what keeps the two of you together for a very long time, if not the rest of your lives. Because when trust isn't there, and when you try to find what to do and to please that person, and you don't do it from heart, that means you can't feel it. You don't have feelings for that. So when you give it to the other person because you say, well, they want it, I want to make them happy, I want to get them off my back, how will the other person receive that? I don't care what it is you give them. And they think that just giving it to you will make you happy. But the gift is never as big and can never be as big as the feeling behind it. How many times have we seen somebody get something very little, keep it forever because they felt how much it meant for the other person to give it to them? And then on the other hand, how many times have we seen people get big things but the other person didn't care so much when they gave it to him. It means nothing. Because then you're like, well, I don't feel it. I don't get it. Why don't I feel anything? I should be happy that I got this big ring. I should be happy that I got this big house. But happiness doesn't come from things. It comes from feelings. It comes from trust. You just let your relationship go and you're no longer intimate. And you don't say anything. Or then you do say something. What happens? You start disconnecting. Because now the whole reason why it's different with this person is because you share that intimacy. But if the other person doesn't feel that and feels like they have to do it to keep the relationship going, you're not going to feel it, or they're not going to feel it, and that's going to go by the wayside as well. It makes you wonder why some people bother to get in relationships, but everybody needs love. They just need it their way. I see Susan wrote in the chat, we see this in business relationships as well, right? I mean, the meaning of the giving part. You know, what happens in life imitates itself in our relationships. But when we get to our daily relationships, we have to have a safe place in this world to speak our minds. Because sometimes in business, you can't exactly say what you're feeling. You have to show it. You have to do it. You have to prove it. Words are cheap when it comes to business. It's all run by money. And unless you're making or not making money is the bottom line in business. And people cross many weird lines in business. They sell products that aren't that great. They may try to, you know, hoodwink somebody or whatever. And other people, they're honest. And the honest one who has a small shop down the street will have a line out the door. We don't have many small shops anymore. People can't afford small businesses like they used to. The burden is put very heavily on them, so now we're forced to go to bigger impersonal places, and we hate it. We hate it. We're like, oh, I have to go and deal with this, and it's all bureaucracy and all of that. But if you have a partner who puts you through a bureaucracy just to solve an issue, and you don't feel safe solving those issues, or you don't feel good putting those issues on the table, then your relationship isn't going to feel any better. It all goes back to trust. You're trusting the other soul, and the other soul able to trust you. Because I have a situation where the man trusts the woman, and rightfully so. He should. But she doesn't trust him, and rightfully so, she can't. Things happen along the way, and he gives her reason not to trust him. But what makes it worse is when she goes to him, what happens? He doesn't want to get in trouble like a little kid. To kind of turn it around, he starts deflecting. He starts adding other things to get off the point in question. And he starts kind of trying to make you dizzy, so that you don't even know what you just said, and then whatever it is you said, you get blamed for it, and then you have to keep reeling it in to the actual point, because you're not trying to hurt the other person, but what you're trying to do is get to the bottom of, hey, you know what, if you don't need me around, I'm okay with that, because I personally don't want to be somewhere where someone doesn't need me. They might need a caretaker, they might need a counselor, they might need a buddy to go out with once in a while. That's a different kind of relationship. But when you play dirty or you get weird in an argument, then you both have no solving mechanism, which erodes the trust. Every couple who makes it has a solving mechanism. That solving mechanism that you can fall back on and default to and say, okay, different problem, different time, same way to deal with it. Because this way has been successful for us, paying attention to each other, not coming out to come ahead or I won, you lost, or I apologize, don't you accept my apology, and you never even thought to say yes or no. You just said thank you for saying that, and they said, well, you didn't accept my apology, and then they want to get in a fight about that, and you know, well, you know, you said 2 years ago that whatever, and so I just stayed on that. Sorry for me that I overestimated you. Well, that's not going to get you anywhere. But saying something like, hey, you know what, I get that. Wow, I wouldn't want to receive something like that either. Wow, it's really sorry I did that. I don't think that's okay. And the other person now agrees with you. Yes, it wasn't okay, but now we can grow on. Let's just go on. And then you both are like, okay, I get it. I want to be here, and I want us to be happy. And then you are. But if one person wants to solve the issue and the other one wants to fight you, then the intentions aren't the same. And they're not pure. So the relationship is going to lack that purity. And without that purity, you can't have trust. And without trust, you can't bond. And without bonding, you don't have a relationship. Or at least not a healthy one. In the beginning, but after a while, your antenna goes down. You're not growing. You're not stimulated. You're not sharing. Cherishing the fact that there's someone there. Remembering how you felt when you were just walking around this earth without their love, without their support. You were doing fine, but it just turned the lights on in so many other places of life. And appreciating that person for coming in and doing that, and being that, sharing their time, and appreciating that they're giving you their time. Nobody owes anybody anything. But when we share, we have given each other everything. I see Susan wrote, wow, funny enough, just last night, my boyfriend and I discovered our solving mechanism on a touchy subject. When you discover that, that is one of the greatest gifts. It's not easy to get to. It is earned. All these things that we earn. There's people I know that just the fact that they've been together for 30 years, they realize, oh my gosh, we've done this for 30 years. I didn't feel it. And what they're really saying is, we have a great solving mechanism. We have weathered many storms, and we came out standing. And they're proud of themselves, they're proud of each other for letting caring win, and not ego, and not winning each one without. The we or the us is the bottom line of every relationship. Without that, we can't call it a relationship. To do everything there that's open to us, that's available to us, and understanding that the specialness of that availability to each other is a gift in our lives, and treating it as a brand new gift every day. Oh, you guys, I love this topic. I'm so happy we had Relationship Wednesday today. I will see you tomorrow. We have Dream Theme Thursday. I can't wait to see you. I love you so very much. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.